This is episode 122 of the Time Hackers podcast. We continue our productive routine series, and today we're going to be talking about a surprising routine that will increase your focus at work. You're listening to the Time Hackers podcast, where we teach you how to get more time every day. I'm Julie, your host, and we actually don't have an intro because I would never waste your time. Hey everybody, so I'm back and today we're talking about productivity at work once more. We talk about focus. And, you know, usually when we talk about work, we talk about what you can do during your working hours, right? Well, I want to shift focus today and talk a little bit about your free time at work, about your lunch breaks, your coffee breaks, your I'm gathering my thoughts breaks, and so on. Now, you know that we already covered how you can make your breaks more productive. And that's great because you can really make them a productive part of your day. But they have actually a bigger part because your breaks affect your non-breaks, meaning that whatever it is you do during your breaks and where you do it actually affects your working hours, the hours that you put into your actual work. Now, there is one simple routine that has never failed me, and I am about to share it with you so you can accomplish more while working the same amount of hours. You will just notice that suddenly, while you work, you are so into what you're doing. You're so lasered focused. You know what you want to achieve, and you go bam, 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 taking those things out of your to-do list. So here we go. The routine is to start taking your breaks elsewhere. Now, elsewhere means not where you do your work. Now, if you have a few places where you do your work, like your office and a conference room, and maybe sometimes you go to the cafeteria because it helps you brainstorm, whatever it is, pick your places of work and then have your breaks elsewhere. Don't take your breaks in an office. Don't take them in a conference room. Get out, go out. It doesn't have to be outside in the sun or with nature, but it has to be in a place that is different from where you work. Now, the physical separation of work and leisure sets your brain into a pattern. So when you shift gears from work to break and back again, the time that it takes you to get in the groove will be reduced significantly. Your brain will just know, when I see this scenery, I'm into work mode. When I see this scenery, I'm into break mode. And automatically it will shift gears. Now, instinctively, you'll create places that trigger you to work and others that trigger you to relax. This way, you will get more work done during the same working hours. And as a bonus, you will get more downtime and more relaxation during your time on breaks. So what do you think, guys? Do you think that this will make a significant change in your life? I actually challenge those of you that don't really believe it, that think that this is kind of a, you know, oh, it won't work kind of thing. I challenge you to try and do this for 1 week, just 1 week. It's not a 30 days challenge. It's nothing like that. Just 7 days, 5 days at work, 1 week. Do that and share in the comments below what are the effects that you're seeing on your productivity. I promise you, this is going to change your life, at least your work life. So this is everything for today, guys. I will see you in our next episode. Until next time, keep calm and hack time.